today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, we have a heads up for those of you heading to Europe this summer, and it involves Taylor Swift. Plus, United Airlines may be in big trouble over cockpit visitors. In flight, we have a Southwest scoop. Those stories next in the news.
In our Smarter Traveler segment at 11:20, we have tips on renewing your TSA membership. And those who book vacation rentals on Airbnb and VRBO are increasingly encountering a unique problem.
We have good news times two on junk fees. A new California law is making those who sell travel rethink how they do it. And a new federal law is going to add a layer of protection for consumers. Finally, we have the updates at 11:35.
One of Sacramento's premier singing groups will be presenting a tribute to Tony Bennett, and we have all the details at 11:45.
Two lawmakers from Orange County have decided the clear lane at the airport is unfair and are trying to get rid of it. I say they're both full of poop, and I'll explain why at 11:50.
We appreciate you joining us live or on the podcast. Welcome to The Travel Guys.
On the road again.
To another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano here with you. Brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Thanks for coming along. It's a beautiful day, and it's wonderful to be here with you. Mark, I hope you're doing well. I'm really kind of anxious to hear a little bit about one of your little local adventures here. We had talked about it on the air. We had Jack Gallagher on for a little bit not too long ago to talk about his new show, which has come and gone, and you had a chance to see it.
I did. It was last Saturday night at the B Street Theater, and first of all, again, I've said this before on the air, but the B Street is really, really a quality venue. If you ever get an opportunity to go to a show there, or I mean, they have so much going on. I mean, we were there on a Saturday, early Saturday evening, and Jack had two shows, and there was another performance going on. There was some kind of kids thing happening, and something. I mean, it was, the place was buzzing. So whether you support the arts in town with your dollars or with your presence by buying tickets, the B Street is something that is really worthy of your support because it really is a community asset. And the other thing was, speaking of community assets, Jack Gallagher was on stage last Saturday night. And you know what makes going to see him so much fun? And you got to be a certain age to enjoy Jack, because if you've just shown up in town in the last 20 years, you probably have no idea who Jack Gallagher is. But he hosted a television show on Channel 3 for a number of years, and that gave him a persona around town, and he's a comedian. He can sing a little bit. I emphasize a little bit. And it was just a lot of fun. He had a band with, well, we have six or seven or eight people with his advertised horn section was there. And it was as much fun as you can have without being arrested. I just will tell you. And I walked out of the theater smiling, and the same thing happened when he did his comedy bit 4 years ago. So if you know who Jack is and you're an old Jack Gallagher fan, hang around here, because the next time he comes to town, we will let you know. It was just a lot of fun. He has so much fun on the stage. He was like a little kid. I mean, he was bouncing around, and he must have told people three or four times, you know, how much he enjoyed doing this. And I think once he mentioned, I would do it for free. So it was just, and everybody in the, he connects with his audience, and his audience connect with him. So you can go see way more expensive performers and spend a lot more money, but I don't think you can have a better evening than we had last Saturday at the B Street.
There you go. You know, those of us that have known Jack for a long time, whenever you're around him, whenever you see one of his shows, he has, and it seems like a simple way to explain it, he has an infectious personality. And he just makes everybody around him feel good. And when he entertains, or even when he's not entertaining, just being in the room. All right. Well, there's the update on Jack Gallagher, which leads us to the next update at the top of every Travel Guys radio program. We bring you up to date on the travel news. And with today's edition, once again, here's Mark Hoffman. Mark?
Well, boy, this is a dilemma. Taylor Swift or Southwest Airlines? I suspect there are a few people in the audience waiting for both. Let's go to the Swifties first here. And the Southwest people, just hang on and we'll be right at you. If you are going to Europe this summer, keep in mind that some things are happening in Europe. First of all, the Olympics are in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
That will impact not only Paris, but guess what? A lot of other smart travelers will say, I'm not going to France during the Olympics. So the countries surrounding France during the Olympics will probably see somewhat of an increase. This means higher hotel rates, more people, harder to get restaurant reservations, harder to get into attractions, things like that. Suggestion to you, stay away from Europe during the Olympics if you haven't already made that commitment. Another thing to keep in mind, there's a great big football tournament, soccer tournament in Germany in June. And the Tour de France is in July, begins in Florence and ends in Nice. These are things that, big events that people from the States might not even think to look for. But if you're a smart traveler, you can avoid some of these things. And finally, Taylor Swift is touring Europe this summer.
Oh, boy.
So you can only imagine what would happen if you had the unfortunate a coincidence of being in a major European city when Taylor was having one of her concerts. So just those are things that you might want to just keep an eye on. And speaking of Taylor Swift, there has a British bank has issued an alert to Swifties saying, and I would second this, and really for any major sporting or entertainment event, a whole lot of people have gotten scammed on Taylor Swift tickets for her European concert this summer. Most of them, all of them, are people who bought through secondary and tertiary outlets online. So just when you're not, if you're not buying the concert ticket from the people putting on the concert, and you're not buying it from, you know, StubHub or some reputable resale thing, it's something you found online on Craigslist or Facebook or something like that, please be careful, because not only can you end up with bogus tickets, but there can be other ramifications, such as you've given bad people a lot of your personal information. So Swifties, beware. They've already been nailed once in Europe this summer, and people who are too focused on tickets and not focused enough on security could get hit again.
And you know, you were talking about running into a lot of special events when you go to Europe that you weren't expecting. By golly, if you're thinking about going to Europe and you want to take advantage of a lot of special events, certainly a lot of things going on. I think the a reason to go to Paris for the Paris Olympics might be really, really extra special. I have a feeling they are going to put on a spectacular Olympics program this year, based on all the information that I've seen. And going to see Taylor Swift, can you imagine just topping that off with a trip to Europe to go along with it? Maybe a little extra busy for you, but there you go. Well, what else you got? Yes, go ahead.
If you were really nuts, you could go over and go to the Olympics and hit a Taylor Swift concert, and then you'd know what real security actually looks like, because I'm guessing that Olympic security and Taylor Swift would be at the top of the list. Okay, speaking of security, this is a little bit different sort of thing. If you're going to Europe this summer and you're going to Rome, Mussolini's World War II bunker, wartime bunker, is now open to the public. So, you know, if you're not a Swiftie and you're into darker things, why then, or history, why you could go visit the place where Mussolini went to hide in Rome during the air blast during World War II. Barry Manilow passed a record, speaking of the travel and entertainment guys, who he's now entertained more times at Radio City Music Hall than any other entertainer. You had something to say there. I interrupted you.
Oh, no, it was just a bad joke. Go ahead.
We mentioned Manilow at Radio City Music Hall, and since we are the travel and entertainment guys, did you see that not only did Foreigner get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but Jimmy Buffett is going in.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Would have been a better idea to put him in while he was still alive, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
well deserved.
Yeah, anyhow. United Airlines is in big trouble with the FAA. Seems they were running a charter for a sports team and a baseball team, and their video surfaced online of them letting coaches and players into the cockpit during the flight, and the door was open and everything, and they were like, man. Yeah, well, that's like, you know, I mean, it's been 21 years since 9/11, but still, you know, that's not allowed anymore. And if you've been on a plane, you know, they have these things that go across the doorway there to the cockpit when the pilot comes out to use the restroom or something, so you can't charge up there and get in. So these guys were inviting folks. I mean, they you know, admittedly it was a sports team and stuff like that, but still, the FAA is not pleased even a little bit. So you can expect that United Airlines may hear a little bit about that. Okay, from Southwest Airlines, enough waiting. Two things. Kelly Brothers on this radio station reported a couple of days ago that Southwest is cutting some service because they're not getting as many new airplanes as they anticipated over the summer. So plans that they had made to expand service in certain places now have to be pulled back, or they have to cut service in other places in order to have aircraft to accommodate new service. So Southwest announced Thursday that they are going to stop serving four airports. Syracuse is one of them. Where are they on this list here? Syracuse, Cozumel, the second Bush, George Bush Airport in Houston, and Bellingham International Airport, which basically was your Southwest substitute to fly to Vancouver. Bellingham is the city on the other side of the border up there. So they're making some changes and cutting service to four cities. And rumor has it that Southwest Airlines is considering the possibility of reserved seating on a limited basis and or a premium economy class, which would have extra legroom. Now, this was reported by Ben Schlopik at One Mile at a Time. I had it confirmed off the record by someone who works for Southwest.
Inside info.
Here's the deal. The new seats on the Southwest planes are thinner than the old seats. This has created an extra, roughly an inch. Southwest already had an extra inch between seats, so it's created some more room on the airplane because the seats are thinner. This is pretty common throughout all aircraft. So Southwest has this extra room now, and what they could do with that extra room is they could create four or five rows in the front of the plane, perhaps, that allowed people some extra leg room and an assigned seat. This is critical because a lot of business travelers won't use Southwest, but if they could get an assigned seat in a premium section, that might change. Another possibility they're looking at. In Europe, many planes that don't have first class sections, what they do is they sell a, quote, business class in the first few rows by blocking the middle seat. So you can buy a seat in that section. You'll either sit in the window or the aisle, but it won't be three across. I don't know about you, but give me a seat in economy, and give me the seat next to me empty, and I'm just happier than a clam. I don't need to be anywhere else than that. I've got a little extra room, and life is wonderful. So Southwest is looking at some ways, perhaps, because they're leaving a lot of revenue on the table. Airlines are charging for three-quarters of the seats on the plane now if you want to select a seat in advance, and everything except the very back of the bus. So Southwest, I think, is looking at how could we pick up some of that. So those are a couple of ways. First class cabins have been discussed, but that would be very expensive. Planes would have to be taken out of service in order to install those, at least for a couple of days at a time. So my source says that's probably not what's going to happen. But the possibility of Southwest offering some sort of enhanced service that might appeal to business people or might give you a way to get on the plane ahead of time. Another rumor is that Southwest may just start assigning seats completely My sources say maybe not so much on that. The idea of habiting a limited part of the plane where those people could get on and other people, you know, all of the pre-boarders on Southwest would not be able to sit in those seats. So that might provide them, and they've got a little extra room to work with right now. And moving seats on the airplane wouldn't be a whole huge production or blocking out that middle seat. So these are remedies that they would be able to use fairly soon and fairly quickly. And institute throughout the fleet. So we'll see. Southwest is at least considering the possibility of adding some enhanced services, which might appeal to some people and would increase the revenue that they're able to get, offset that. I don't want to see us having to pay for baggage anytime soon.
Yeah, and I don't want to see us those unwashed masses that just want to go somewhere, see all the prices on Southwest jump by 40%, because I've been real happy with their prices over the years.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. There's value in Southwest, both with the free baggage and with the fact that consistently their fares are lower than everybody else. So if I can get some little extra leg room on Southwest, it only costs me the same as a regular ticket on other airplanes, I'm there. Final little item here. If you're wondering who is the leader in electric vehicle purchase, it is the people of Hawaii. Almost 12% of new retail vehicles through February in Hawaii are electric vehicles. So at least in the islands, the electric vehicle thing is working very well. And that is your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys. Don't forget, check us out at TravelGuysRadio.com. Coming up in our Smarter Traveler segment next, we're going to dip into renewing your TSA membership. And beware, if you're an Airbnb or a VRBO user, encountering some problems. Hey there, my friends, Mark and Tom, the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I want to take a moment before we get started in this next segment and remind folks next week is Mother's Day, and no better place to take mom for a Mother's Day. Well, it could be a brunch or it could be a dinner. And that would be Rudy's Hideaway and Lobster House. They're taking reservations as we speak. I'll give you the number here in just a moment, but I will remind you they will be going. They're going to be open and serving from noon until 7, accepting reservations for parties up to 16. Availability is limited, so make your reservation today, 916-351-0606. Buy your mom a gift card and get her something for yourself for $100. For mom, you get $20 back with your $100 gift card. $50 gets you 10. So Rudy's has a special evening plan and meal plan for you. And not only that, you got a carnation for every mom that shows up. And just so you'll know, Monday's still got that special going on, 2 for $65, choice of entree with all the fixings. Rudy's Hideaway, call them for reservations for Mom's Day, 916-351-0606. Okay, into the Smarter Traveler segment we go.
Into the Smarter Traveler segment, just to have a few minutes here. TSA, many of us who are road warriors have TSA memberships, pre-check memberships. Allows us to get into a line that most often is shorter than the regular line for the great unwashed at the airport. So it gets you through security a little bit quicker. Don't have to take off your shoes. Don't have to take your computer out of the bag. You've been, in essence, checked on a higher security level. In order to get TSA pre-check, you have to go to an interview. You have to go through a background check. It costs money, $85. You have to go through some of these things, obviously, because you're being let into the airport, a secure area, a little bit easier. Also, if you pre-check is good for 5 years, so you'll have to renew it at some point. And when that time comes, you don't have to go in for an interview. You can do it online if you wish. You can also go to a TSA office and do it in person, and there are a couple of other people who will help you take care of it. Or you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com. We will have a link there. You can renew your TSA membership up to 6 months before it expires. And really and truly, if you travel a lot, I can't imagine why you wouldn't have TSA. I just I can't, because someday you'll get to the airport and something will have gone wrong and you'll be in a time crunch and in that long line and you won't make it. And you'll say, God, it would have been worth $85 just to make it on this one day. So anyways, if you are not a TSA person, it's something you should take a look at. If you are and you need to renew, you can. It's much easier to renew than it is to do it in the, to belong in the first place. TravelGuysRadio.com. We'll have a link for you there. And then one other thing I want to mention quickly here, Tom. A lot of people, when they vacation, they use Airbnb or VRBO or other vacation rental companies. Something has come up in the last – our buddy Chris Elliott has alerted me to this over the last few months. It's happening more and more often. Many Airbnb units, many vacation rentals in general – are rented by people who are selling the property and they're waiting for it to sell. So while they're waiting for it to sell, they're making money off of it in the meantime by renting it out. So here's what's happening to people with increasing regularity. A couple months before you're scheduled to be there, the property gets sold. And now the person who rented it to you doesn't own it anymore. So obviously you can't go there. And now, you know, you had tickets to the Taylor Swift concert in Europe, and now you thought you had an Airbnb, and now suddenly you don't, and you're in a situation where there isn't a lot of other inventory available. Mm-hmm. So it's something you want to keep an eye on a regular basis if you have a vacation rental. If something like that comes up, talk to the owner. See if there's something you can work out. Maybe they have another recommendation. You may be able to do it. If not, then you've got to go back to Airbnb or VRBO and try to work the situation out. Some of these have not ended well. So it's just something to be aware of, or a question that you might ask online when you're getting ready to rent. So anyway, just a little heads up there to make you a smarter traveler in regards to vacation rentals.
All right. Well, we have some good news. That's right. Good news on the Travel Guys in regards to junk fees. Hey there, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Don't forget links to our special guests and stuff to make you a smarter traveler, always at TravelGuysRadio.com. Well, here they are again. Time for us to talk about one of our favorite topics, junk fees. And in this particular case, Mark, I think we have some good news to share with people.
We do. Instead of listening to Mark whine and complain about some other junk fee that's been imposed on travelers, and I'm pretty good at that because I really detest, I mean, it really bugs the holy bejesus out of me, the things that they try to stick us with when we're on the road. I mean, everything from paying for a seat assignment to, you know, you name it, ridiculous concession prices at airports, etc. So it's nice for a change to have some good news to report. And in this case, it's good news times two. Holland America has decided that because of a new California law that goes into effect the 1st of July that pertains exactly to these junk fees, they've kind of decided that perhaps not only are they going to change the way that they market in California, but perhaps that this will change the way that they market everywhere. So all those folks in other all around the country who think that people in California are a bunch of wackadoodles, I just want to say that a lot of things start here and then tend to pan out to spread out across the country. And one example would be the California privacy law for the internet. Now, numerous other states are looking at various versions of that to protect the people in their states. So those of us in California, when we log on to the internet, in many cases, we have the options to special individual options to opt out of things that other people in other states cannot do. So this is maybe another example of this. Holland America is saying that because effective July the 1st, this new law is going to require us to put basically the drip pricing will be over. You have to, if you're advertising to people in California, you can't say the cruise is $800 and then on another page say, oh, by the way, there's $175 in port taxes and there's $75 in fees and there's $110 in other taxes. And by the time you get to the last page, your $800 cruise is actually $1,900. So what Holland America is saying is that on that very first page, when you find out how much the cruise is, it's going to be $1,900.
all of the everything is going to be right there in front of you, with the possible exceptions of, you know, shore excursions that you add on or things that might make your trip different from other people's trip. But basically, what we've always what we've been asking for is just tell us what it costs up front. Don't hook us and then just keep adding on, or we get to the last page and all of a sudden there are all of these surprises. I rent a car from Hertz. I get two car rentals for Hertz in the next couple months when I'm on the road. Mm-hmm. My office takes care of them, and I get them, and I see that almost 30% of each Hertz rental is fees and taxes and things of that sort. But at least it's all on. I can see it all right there.
Okay.
So that's all we're asking is, if you're going to screw us, just please, you know, explain to us what you're going to do,
yeah,
so that we can make a decision on where we will get screwed the least, or who is really the most customer-friendly company.
You know, you make a good point, and especially in a business and doing what you do, you're very, very aware of what's going on. The thing that gripes me, and other people too, is the fact that a lot of these junk fees are, whether they're revealed at the beginning or not, certainly they need to be revealed and upfront about it. But some of them are just unnecessary. You know, here again, we've talked many times about resort fees that are, were things that you used to always get for no charge. They were just part of the event, part of staying someplace. So, you know, this still doesn't and I don't think it's going to change. They're still going to continue to get us for resort fees. It's just that it's all going to be revealed up front, and it's going to be higher prices looking at you from the very beginning.
Well, exactly. And there are some tax advantages, which we've talked about, and I'm not a tax expert. I can explain it, but it would take 10 minutes and it's not relevant. These guys have a reason for pricing things the way that they do. It's advantageous to their bottom line and to their shareholders, etc. But this is just, I think, an example of California leading the way and saying, look, enough is enough. You're going to do this in a way that shows people what, literally, like I said, what you're doing to them along the way, so that they can make an informed decision about your product. And if we make all of your competitors do the same thing, you won't be at any disadvantage, because your competitor's price will also be on the first page. It'll just make it easier for people to compare prices. It will make it harder for you to hide things that make you money. So I get it why these people don't do it, but I'm in the travel business. I've been in the travel business for almost a half a century. And all I have to say to these companies is that be upfront with people. You know, tell them what your product costs and make sure that it's worth what you're charging them. And if that's the case, you don't have an issue. Holland America has had a reputation, Tom, for a whole time that I've been in business, for being not a luxury cruise line, a line that appeals oftentimes to seasoned travelers, to more mature travelers, and they do a good job, and they're a little above the median line. So it's a good, solid experience, and they've had that reputation for a long time. Why you would want to sully that by trying to, good God, when you get people on the ship, there's a zillion ways to make money off of them. There's all these alcohol packages and all the shore excursions that are incredibly inflated in price. And of course, they scare you by telling you that if you don't buy it from us for 30% more than you can get it on shore, you know, if something happens on shore, you don't make it back, then we're not going to wait for you. And recent example in Africa. So anyways, what this really, really proves is that California, you can step out and say, look, if the federal government can't get this together, we'll get it together. Here's an example. And companies will say, oh, man, we have to play by those rules. All right. Well, if that's the only way we can do it, then I guess that's the way we'll have to do it. And it might turn out that people in other locales end up in an advantageous situation, that they have a more upfront pricing situation too. All right, the president last week, he's been on this, and I've given him some grief on the air about it. You know, it's one thing to say that you're against junk fees, so do something about it. Stop talking about it. Finally, we see some results of that. The president stepped up last week, announced that there's two new rules for airlines that require them to refund you In situations where flights are, there will be agreed upon parameters. If your flight's delayed 20 minutes, you're not going to get a refund. But if your flight is delayed four times and it's 4 hours and it's crossed the threshold, then you're going to have an option of getting your money back and not getting a voucher that you can only use for a year on another flight or some BS like that. So it will require cash, C-A-S-H. Airlines hate that. They hate giving you money. They love giving you vouchers and things like that because they know they won't all get used. Mm-hmm. They don't want to give you cash. So in this case, the government has, federal government, an example perhaps of the government doing something that works in our favor as opposed to against us, is stepping up and saying that these rules are going to force the airlines to, you can read about them online. I won't go into all of the parameters here, but it involves canceled and delayed flights and how that is decided. It also involves luggage that's lost and Wi-Fi that doesn't work and all of these things that get under our skin when we travel. So if I don't know how the heck they're going to enforce this. So we'll see. I don't read the enforcement mechanisms here or what the fines or penalties will be. So we'll see if this will work. But at least for now, it's a step in the right direction, times two. California is stepping up and toughening the laws so that when advertising is done online or in print, it will have to be more inclusive. The federal government is stepping up and saying, look, airlines, you've gotten away with some of this stuff for a long time, and you're not going to get away with it anymore. You're going to have to be a little bit more consumer-friendly. So yay for consumers.
Now, my question is, and I'm sure it's on the mind of our listeners right this moment, is when is this going to kick in? When will the new California law get passed? And when will the new federal government regulations kick in? I mean, is it going to be one of these ones where it's a lot of talk, it gets there and it never actually happens?
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says that the new rules issued by the Department of Transportation, this is involving the airlines, will be implemented on different timelines ranging from the next 6 months to 2 years. So the lobbyists for these people, when they see something is not going to go their way, they're very good at squeezing out an extra 3 months, an extra 6 months, an extra year, whatever. So that probably has something to do with why these are, and also it's the federal government, so they don't do anything, especially if they happen to get it right in 20 minutes. But this is, they seem to be on the same page. The California law takes effect July the 1st. So right. Very soon here, we are going to see some dramatic changes, I think. And like I said, if you force these companies to do it this way for California, and we're such a large market, we're not talking Rhode Island here. And also for cruise lines, we're a coastal state. So we're probably, I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing we might be 10-15% of cruise lines business. So if they have to do something for the California market, maybe they just say, why should we have dual systems here? Let's just do this. And the other thing is, it's the right thing and they know it. So why don't we just do the right thing now? We can brag that we've done the right thing for a little while before everybody else catches up to it. If I were in business, that would be the approach, and I were in their spot, that's the approach I would take. I would try to turn it to my advantage against my competitors, at least in the short term, and say, hey, the new rules are here and we're playing by them, and here's the deal. So that's what Holland America and their affiliated lines, including Princess and Cunard and Carnival, are all going to be doing very soon.
I left my heart.
Welcome, it is Mark and Tom, the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget now, links to our special guests and all that and more can be found at TravelGuysRadio.com.
Our guest today is Larry Womack. Larry is with VoCal, which is Voices of California. They have a very special concert coming up in very short order here, and Larry is here to tell us about it. Larry, tell us about the concert.
Yes, I would be happy to. So the Voices of California is putting on a tribute to Tony Bennett on Saturday, May 4th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at El Camino Fundamental High Center for the Performing Arts.
And this is, so you have two shows, one in the afternoon and one in the evening, and you're highlighting the music of Tony Bennett. What's the price of admission for the program?
Yes. So the student prices are $12.50, $25 for general admission, and $35 for VIP seating.
Okay, and we will, to those who are listening, we will put a link to their website where you can get tickets at travelguysradio.com if you're interested. Larry, tell me a little bit about Voices of California. It's a large group of folks who like to sing, but there's a little bit more to it than that. Tell me a little bit about what people might experience when they come to the concert and what the makeup of the group is.
Sure, absolutely. So Voices of California is an all-male singing ensemble that was established in 2010, and we obviously sing in four-part harmony in the barbershop style. But we also have an affiliate chorus, the Stay Tuned Chorus, which will consist of a mixed ensemble, so people will get a taste of what they bring to the show. In addition, we'll be hosting the Summertimers, which is the BHS Far Western District 22 Champions, and the ladies' fantastic quartet, Gusto, will also be joining us. And they're the 2023 Regional Quartet Champions.
So there's lots of singing going on. How did, Larry, how long has the vocal group been along? How did they get started?
So the chapter was formed in 2010 as a result of people wanting to be competition and entertainment focused. And with that concept, we've been entertaining people in the greater Sacramento area ever since.
Wow. Wow. That sounds pretty cool. All right. The concert is next Saturday, right?
Yes. May 4th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m.
2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at El Camino High School. You can get tickets by going to travelguysradio.com. These folks have been around for a long time, Tom, and they really put out a great afternoon of music. So if you like music, and it sounds like they've got some pretty good some big time support coming to town to put on a good show. So it should be a great afternoon.
There you go.
Thanks, Larry, for joining us and telling us a little bit about the concert. Again, if you're interested, it's a tribute to Tony Bennett from Voices of California. It's next Saturday at El Camino School. You can get tickets. There is a link to their website at travelguysradio.com. Thanks again, Larry, for joining us for a few minutes.
Thank you, guys. Love your support, and thank you for all that you do for us.
If you like a cappella singing, you are going to be treated to a great afternoon. And where can you go and get a great afternoon or evening of entertainment for $25? So that is a great deal.
You know, the only downside is the fact that it's a tribute to Tony Bennett, and I thought Tony Bennett was going to live longer than me. He's such an icon. It's going to be a good show. All right, let's kind of change gears here. We're going to talk about something that was in the news on TV. When I first saw it, I immediately thought of you, Mark, because I know you are a clear guy. And apparently there's a couple of lawmakers down in Orange County that they seem to think they're whining about that clear is unfair. Oh, they obviously must not be clear people.
Yeah, clear is only for rich people. One of them was quoted. This is a Republican and a Democratic state lawmaker. So this is bipartisan whining.
Why don't you start by explaining to folks just briefly what is clear?
Okay, perfect. Great idea. When you go to the airport, there is the great unwashed line, and there's the TSA pre-check line. And then there's another thing at many major airports, including Sacramento, called clear. It's another way of it's in essence an upscale version of pre-check, where they have done a little bit more background type stuff. And you go in and you get in a line and they take your eye, read your eyes or do your fingerprints and sometimes check your boarding pass and then take you to the TSA line. When the person who is with the TSA officer is done, then the clear customer, in essence, cuts the TSA line or the regular line, depending on which one that you're going, whether you have TSA pre-check or not, and then you're on your way. The line cut takes about a second or a second and a half in most cases because all of the work has already been done and the TSA officer is just signing off on the fact that they've seen it. So I guess if you were in line, I used to have just pre-check. I have clear because I'm high up the United ladder and I get it for free. I'm not sure that I would pay for it. It is a little extra convenience. It's a little extra. It's like TSA pre-check. It's kind of a line cut. It gets you through the airport a little quicker. Lots of airports don't have it. So it's not a universal thing, but it's a nice thing. I mean, I don't know that I, like I said, that I would pay $100 a year for it, but many people who have premium credit cards, Clear comes with it. Mm-hmm. So these two lawmakers have decided that they don't like the fact that people can cut the line and buy their way to the front. And so they are going to pass. They want to pass a law that says Clear has to have their own security lanes, which there isn't room for in most airports, and would basically put Clear out of business. So that's what they're not saying. They're putting them out of business, but they're just going to create a rule that makes it very, very arduous for them to do business. I just want to point out to these lawmakers that there are lots of things in society that are not fair. You can go to Disneyland and pay a lot more money for a line cut ticket. And you can cut the line all day long at all of the best attractions because you had a little bit more money and were willing to pay it. There are probably some other examples of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, as we mentioned with Southwest, you can always, if you want to board early, you can pay extra to board early. And there are other amusement facilities besides Disney that offers an opportunity for you to get a premium pass and cut the lines. There's probably, if you looked into it, you'd probably find that there's sporting events as well. You know, the Clear cost, I think it's $185 for the year, you know, and that isn't something that's crazy out of reach. I'd have to say Disney is a little more pricey, but then everything's a little more pricey at Disney. So, you know, I think they're barking up the wrong tree. My biggest concern with Clear is they're a third party, and I've always been concerned about how good their screening is before you become a Clear person.
And they did get into smart water last year with TSA. A couple people made it through Clear. Something happened. I don't know we ever got all of the details on it, but it aggravated TSA, and they made Clear to go jump through some extra hoops for a while and change the way that they do things a little bit. And so Clear is still there. So I'm guessing that, and I'm not having to show my boarding pass and my ID as often as I was. So I'm guessing that whatever issue it was, that they've cleared it up. But it just is, to the lawmakers, I say, that's fine. If you want to do away with Clear because you think it's unfair to people, that's fine. But just please recognize that there are a whole lot of other instances like this in our society. So if you're going to do away with Clear at the airports, fine, I'll stand in a different line. But then I think that you should do away with the Disney thing, and Universal Studios has it. And why should people be able to buy up and get ahead on the plane ahead of me on Southwest? And just because you have a first class ticket and you paid $2,000 for it, you get to board the plane before me? I mean, maybe we should just have a cattle call and say, all right, everybody get on the airplane now. That'd be a lot of fun. So there has to be some order to it. And if you've got a little money, that's the way our society works. As you mentioned before we went on the air, we're not a socialist society. We're a capitalist society. And this is the way that some people gain an advantage. If it doesn't work and we don't want to do that, then let's not do it anywhere. That would be my answer to the lawmakers. Anyways, that's enough on this. We're just about out of time and need to roll down the road. I want to remind everybody to dance like nobody's watching. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday here on The Travel Guys.
All right, my friends. Stay well. See you next week.